And I will start by quoting a message from some years ago from the former UN Secretary General, where he was quoting the book Anti-Fragile of Taleb, where the author was mocking that the experts in fluid dynamics arrive to a point where they think they know so much that they have the illusion of being able to lecture birds how to fly. And in UCLG, we think that mayors are finding themselves in a similar situation to birds, where businessmen, ministers, academia, political scientists, philanthropists think they know so much about cities that they are able to give lessons on how to run local governments. And although mayors receive these lessons with caution, the pressure nowadays, nevertheless, is huge and it's difficult to resist. This pressure on mayors individually is also transferred to pressure on mayors where they can act at an international level. And questions of self-organization, representation, democracy come to us to define what does it really represent to have a networked, inclusive, multilateral system that is called from our common agenda. Is it coming to the UN to be listened, or is it actually coming to the UN to have a formal engagement in intergovernmental processes? And these reflections are linked exactly to the recommendations of the UN Secretary General's Advisory Group on Local and Regional Governments. All 15 members of the advisory group were nominated by the Global Task Force of Local and Regional Governments to ensure that we have democratic structures and representations behind the and supporting the recommendations that they are doing. We really encourage you to visit the webpage of the advisory group and to find a guidance note on ways of enhancing and strengthening the relation, because it is on the third question of this session where the true question that we have, and to think big, as the Global Cities Hub was saying, how can we make meaningful engagement into the intergovernmental processes with member states? How can we fine-tune that decisions are taken? And how can we make a distinct sphere for this sphere, a distinct status for this sphere of government to be truly a reality in the coming future? What we have in today's Pact for the Future is only a hook, because local and regional governments are presented as mere implementators of the 2030 agenda. And your mandate is bigger than this, and the representation through our self-organization, through the multilateral local system that exists for more than 100 years ago, still valid into the discussions. So we praise from the UCLG the declaration to be adopted by you later today. We find the forum as a special place to continue building on this and to strengthen the relation, as said before, with member states, to be recognized as a sphere of government and as well as political actors, not only as implementators of the agenda. Thank you, Chair.